It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I once read of a little girl's experience in riding a train through tunnels. The first time she was on a train which passed through a tunnel, she scooted over real close to her mother and held on for dear life. However, after a few experiences, the little girl was much more relaxed while passing through the tunnels. Eventually, after just leaving a tunnel, the little girl turned to her mother and remarked, "Mother, I like tunnels." Rather stunned, the mother asked why she liked tunnels. The small child replied, "Because tunnels have light at both ends." There are many tunnels we must pass through in life, tunnels of deep hurt, disappointment, sorrow, grief. In the midst of life's tunnels, when it is the darkest, there are some things about God we need to remember. One thing we need to remember is that God is with us, working for us, even when we aren't aware of His presence. God doesn't hang out a sign which says, "The Almighty is at work here." God goes about His business of healing the hurt in our lives, and He does it unseen, unheard, and unnoticed. God is much like a majority of the people responsible for the production of a movie. They work behind the scenes, putting the pieces together so that the movie will have meaning to it. Often the presence of God is more of a conviction than it is a feeling. His presence, you see, isn't dependent upon our feelings. Sometimes the hurt is so great in the darkness of the tunnel, we're not aware of God's presence. But tunnels have light at both ends. Keep traveling. Don't stop. Another thing about God we need to remember when in a tunnel is this. Even when we fail to ask for His help, God continues to help. Sometimes the hurt in life is so deep that we cannot utter well-worded prayers as we normally would. Perhaps we even fail to think of God. Does a parent always wait to be asked by his child before he begins to help? Of course not. Neither does God wait. If we have given our life to God and have tried our best to be true and faithful to Him, it isn't His nature to run out on us simply because we temporarily forget to ask for His help. God knows us as a parent knows his child, each by name, each as an individual person. He helps us even when we fail to ask for help. It's a dark tunnel when life deals a hard blow, but God continues to help even if we fail to ask for it. There is light at both ends, so keep moving. One other thought about God helping us in life's dark tunnels. Even when we doubt if God can help us, He's still steadily working to help us. God's ability to help heal our hurt isn't totally dependent upon our mental capacity to believe that He can. God is not limited by our finite minds, nor even by our doubtful hearts. All too often, God is helping us even when we say He can't help us. Author John Gossip was a well-known Scottish preacher from Aberdeen, Scotland. After his wife's unfortunate death, he preached a sermon entitled, "But When Life Tumbles In, What Then?" In it, he said, and I quote him, "I cannot comprehend how people in trouble and loss and bereavement can fling away peevishly from the Christian faith. In God's name, fling to what? Have we not lost enough without losing that too? You people in the sunshine may believe the faith, but we in the shadow must believe it." So when passing through a tunnel, remember that there is light at both ends.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.